Welcome to Any Questions. This is Resident Quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I am saying hello to you again today because it is time once again for WAMC's very own Ian Pickus to ask me some questions. He's nodding in joyous agreement over there. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. I put a tie on for this.
Hey, dressed up for once. It only took 389 shows. I'm excited to hear what questions you have for me, but before we do that, let's clear up my challenge from last week in which I said, start with the word antiseptic. Add a letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase. Four letters, seven letters, for someone who might need an antiseptic. What is the phrase?
Well, Mike, if you add a K, you can spell sick patient.
Yep, you can do that. All right, Ian.
Have you heard? The February fund drive starts on Monday.
I haven't. I'm sorry, what's a fund drive again?
We have to reach our goal of $1 million to keep WAMC alive. Don't let the light go out. So far, the lockbox has gotten us off to a great start. Well, over the years, Pete Seeger helped us end many fund drives with concerts, interview CDs, and more. And this year marks his centennial. In honor of Pete, all of the correct answers this week are two-word terms with the initials PS.
All right.
Which Western Conference NBA team's retired numbers include 7 for Kevin Johnson, 9 for Dan Majerle, 13 for Steve Nash, and 34 for Charles Barkley?
That is the Phoenix Suns.
Yes. You got the NBA question. Let's remember this moment in time.
That's right. The one sports question.
Now, the Phoenix Suns are in their 50th season. They have never won an NBA championship, and they have not reached the finals since losing to the Bulls in 1993.
That's a fun fact. I and the Phoenix Suns have the same number of NBA championships.
You got something in common.
That's right.
Known as Farmers High School, when it was founded 6 years before the Civil War, what public university with more than 46,000 students is located amid geographic areas known as Happy Valley and Nittany Valley?
Ah, Nittany is a very good clue there because their mascot are the Nittany Lions, because you're talking about Penn State.
Number 3. Okay, you're off to a good start.
Thank you.
Also the name of a 1989 single by John Cougar Mellencamp. What term applies to Taylor Swift, Kelly Clarkson, and Adam Levine, to name a few?
It's like Pink Houses doesn't have the initials PS, but you are talking about his song Pop Singer.
Are you a fan of that song?
If it's not my favorite John Cougar Mellencamp song, it might be in the top few.
Wow. What name is missing from the following list? Gene Simmons, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, blank.
Paul Stanley.
And why is that?
Those are the original four members of the rock band Kiss.
Stanley, the star child, and Simmons are the only original members on the group's current farewell tour.
They're finally doing a farewell tour?
It's the second time their farewell tour has come to SPAC, 19 years apart. And finally, Jordan Belfort's rise and fall in the world of finance was the subject of the 2013 film The Wolf of Wall Street. As shown in the film, before he was eventually charged with fraud, Belfort got his start selling what?
He sold penny stocks?
You got it.
Oh, good.
That was great.
Hey, you know what? The alphabet is only so long.
Now, interesting bonus fact about The Wolf of Wall Street. It was nominated for 5 Oscars, but won none. Mike Nothnagel was pretty smart this week. He went 5 for 5. How about you? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org, after you make a pledge to the lockbox.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions and take another look at all of those questions that Ian just asked me, and then take a look at some of the extra credit questions that Ian has for us. And then this challenge, Ian.
Start with the phrase folk singer. Rearrange the letters and you can spell a 6-letter competitor and a 4-letter verb associated with that type of competitor. What are the words? Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge, and if the fun drive's over, we'll be back at this same time next week.
We will see you all then.